He's gonna go back to the Harrisburg airport. I'll see if I can talk him into more. But at least I'm going to meet him there. Because whenever I go to Trinidad, he always meets me. And if he wasn't, not just meets, he meets us on the immigration side and assures that we get through. So I thought I would reciprocate and be there when he gets in. So I think I better not have a meeting in the cabin, get different things done in time to go. Really nice.
Well, thank you very much.
He seems to be getting more into things.
Well,
likes devotees and the program and everything.
With both of my children, it seems that as we expect more of them to behave properly and to engage, they do better. If left to their own devices, they do worse. Flowers at you when he offered them. This morning he came with me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he threw them pretty hard.
You made some comments yesterday morning about astrology. A couple real silly things that the people said and tried to use astrology.
Yeah.
We've had charts done for our children. How can I put it? Sometimes it helps us to understand, like somebody said, oh, I'm having a difficult time now, I'll come back in 1 year, and maybe I can help. So I am also in a bad astrological period now, but rather than taking it as that person did, it helps me to understand why I feel bad. You know, we were asking yesterday about karma after one takes initiation. So, I try and understand that I'm in a bad astrological period. I shouldn't expect to be happy, but just go ahead.
Right.
And it seems to me that astrology in this way has given me a philosophical attitude towards my problems. Saying, well, it's not good, but not that I use it as an excuse.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that it is a Vedic science. And, some people may not... With the non-devotees, they don't even know that it is a science. But if there's any reluctance, that was because that was shown by Prabhupada in that he doubted whether there were such good astrologers today. And certainly all the professionals, he told us to stay away from them. They're actually karmis because they make money by that. So... that would be the only question, and I guess it's our society is not that developed that we have astrologers that if you don't accept them, it's considered like not accepting the Bhagavatam or something. So I haven't been that enthusiastic, but I try not to speak against it in general because I know there are people who use it. I suppose you can take it or leave it.
It seems kind of funny that people talk about bad periods and good periods because it seems that as long as you have a material body, you'll always be miserable. I mean, one way or the other, you know, the threefold miseries will always be bothering you. And so it's all just like sort of like a relative thing, you know, bad period, good period. Abraham Abu Vanalo Pro, it's miserable from top to bottom, so.
That's true. But he's prepared to really step up his cow charity program. All kinds of people want cows. The Pancha Devita Maharaj wants four more.
Yeah, we've already picked them up.
Really? And who else?
Willie Vodica wants another.
Another? Who's going to take care of it?
Well, Sarva City.
Sarva City.
Sarva City,
right. Oh, yeah, right. He's a good cowman. And somebody else? Oh no, Bahodoc wanted two. Farm, there's no entertainment. You want to go to the city where there's culture. And then go to the theater, that's very cultured activity. But I was watching the way that storm came yesterday. It was so dramatic, it was like a theatrical performance. I sat down and watched it outside. It was exciting. Was it?
Yeah. A few days before we had a real, a hard one.
From inside the barn.
Yeah, you can see it swallow up the mountains as it comes, if it's closer. Trees and
first it got dark. Pretty fast. It's pretty good just to watch where I am. And also, and then, but it was the wind first. A wind came by like it was a person. And then, waiting, then the rain. Wasn't much of a rain. You don't have to go to the horrible city. For some interesting phenomena. Saying he liked the city better because it's more truthful. Everything is out in the open, all the wretchedness and the dying. But to the degree that that should be seen, that's also present in nature.
Silly excuse for the city that the wretchedness is out in the open. Who built the city to display wretchedness? We're building a city in Mayapur, but not for that reason.
Where the devotees filmed the wildlife in a wildlife reserve.
Devotees did?
Yeah, and they follow, like they would follow one animal to another and watch them all devouring each other. And actually, you can see that was going on in nature, a lot of the jungle.
Where was that?
There was a movie called Atasha.
There's one, Atasha.
It was filmed by National Geographic.
Film, we have it. It's not made by devotees, that's
really?
It's a non-devotee film.
But it
with
shows
a
that.
Commentary by Madhu Panik, some commentary. Explaining the laws of nature, how they're controlling everyone and how one could become an animal. It's very vivid. The lions killing deer.
Wow.
The children really.
Someone had a film of Giranagari Rathyatra. You have that? It was up in Baltimore when I was there.
How easy it is to turn to the Lord, you know, you just have to turn and start to pray. And it seems sometimes like, especially when we're faced with temptation and our senses are a little bit disturbed, that you can be almost split right in half, you know. And you can make a prayer to the Lord, even do it mechanically. But within yourself, you're not really praying to the Lord, you know. It's almost like a duplicitous spirit prayer, you know. Like, please, Lord, please help me, save me from this temptation. But within yourself, you're sort of thinking, well, don't save me, don't get in my way, you know. Like that. It's like a duplicitous type of prayer. And how do you avoid this duplicity? I mean, in one sense it's easy, but in another sense it's not easy. If you can make the prayer, you can even say the prayer, but...
Well, that kind of prayer is like too late that you're describing. You've already been meditating so long that your thinking, feeling, and willing is already in the other direction. But if we try not to come to that position. We can behave sincerely and pray sincerely.
Well, if you're at that state, is it better to pray like that? Yes. Or not to pray at all?
Yeah, better. Not to give up. Especially the holy name. It's potent. In any case. Prayer is action too. You have to take some action. Yeah?
I read the new book by Sri Ganga Prabhu, Hare Krishna, that that Sri Vatsa Goswami, he mentioned as one of Srila Prabhupada's, his consideration, one of his great achievements was how how he brought India to the world, Indian, almost politically. Even Suresh Prabhu told me you had somehow, in the margin, written something on that. I just wondered how, and what the question was that some of the professors also mentioned that in many times through history there have been revival movements, because he seemed to say, they seemed to say that Srila Prabhupada was reviving the bhakti cult, and they were saying that bhakti, or the essence of religion, has been revived many times and in many cultures. So what is it? How should we see Srila Prabhupada's revival of devotional services in its proper perspective?
Well, the main thing I first think of is how he, following the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw it as something to be worldwide. Revival. It was revived by Lord Chaitanya and made suitable for Kali Yuga and chanting. And he made statements that it should be spread all over the world. So it used to be all over the world, you know, thousands of years ago. And Maharaj Yudhisthira was there. So he revived the concept of world culture of Krishna consciousness. Let there be one hymn, let there be one scripture, let there be one work, devotion to Krishna. United Nations on a spiritual platform. What were you thinking? The revival? That's the revival of worldwide Krishna consciousness.
That's what I thought of. And how fast?
And that, yes, and that means, of course, revival of the principle that everyone can take to it, no matter how low he's born. And it also involves the principle of using things material in the service of Krishna, like modern inventions.
I was thinking how there historically may have been so many revivals of devotion to God, but no one's revived devotional service like God.
No, pure bhakti. No one. Like Rupa Goswami prayed, no one has ever given this before. You're giving so mercifully. So Prabhupada did like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.